Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his new running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will make their first appearance together in Delaware later today, followed by a virtual fundraiser.
Senator Harris is the first Black woman and person of Indian descent to become a vice presidential nominee. And for more on her candidacy, we're joined by Erin Haynes, the editor-at-large of the new women's publication, The 19th. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be joining.
Yes. So, Erin, you've covered Senator Harris for several years now. Some analysts say that this choice was a safe one. How would you describe it?
Well, I actually think that it was a historic one. Twice before, this country has put a woman on the ticket for a major party as running mate, but never before has a woman of color been on the ticket. And so, you know, win or lose, this is a ticket that is already making history. I think that as the primary season unfolded, you had a historic six women running for president. None of them, became the nominee. And when it looked like Joe Biden was going to become the nominee, he said this spring that he would put a woman on the ticket, which I think was really a recognition of the fact that many voters were kind of disappointed and or frustrated by the idea that there would be, once again, two white men in their 70s vying for the presidency of the United States. And so it probably was a smart choice, both in terms of the demographics around race and gender for the Democratic Party, women being the majority of the electorate. And also Black voters being really the base of the Democratic Party and the reason that Joe Biden was the presumptive Democratic nominee weeks ahead of schedule.
Yeah, let's break down some of what you're saying. Biden mentioned several months ago that he'd be looking at a woman. There were several Black women contenders in the mix, including Stacey Abrams and fellow California Representative Karen Bass. What does Senator Harris bring to this ticket in terms of experience and policy ideas?
Well, I think, you know, Senator Harris was somebody who was either at or near the top of this conversation almost from the beginning. She was somebody who was a, 2020 Democratic presidential primary candidate herself. And so she's already kind of been battle tested in that way, vetted. She currently, as we sit here today, is the highest ranking Black woman elected official in the country, the lone Black woman in the Senate. You've seen her even in the pandemic addressing issues affecting marginalized communities, which I think is going to be something that, you know, Joe Biden certainly had in mind when he was thinking about somebody who could govern on day one, especially in terms of confronting public health and economic challenges of a pandemic.
Let's talk a little bit about her record. There has been criticism that Senator Harris's track record, specifically with criminal justice issues, as California's attorney general, was problematic. How important is this when we think about the moment that we're in with calls to defund the police? Can Harris attract voters calling for police accountability?
Well, I think it will be interesting to see how she addresses her record this time around. As a presidential candidate, that was something that was somewhat of a challenge for her. She was somebody who framed her record in law enforcement as progressive. She said that she was a progressive prosecutor even years before, you know, anybody had ever heard the phrase Black Lives Matter. She talked about how she tried to do, you know, alternative sentencing for folks, how she, tried to, you know, address sentencing disparities, those kinds of issues, in addition to, prosecuting white collar criminals. You know, she had a chance to kind of take some lessons from that experience, from a lot of the pushbacks that she got as a presidential primary candidate. But, you know, I think also, you know, she has a record having been in the Senate since 2017 around criminal justice. She has pushed for criminal justice reform as a senator. And even, you know, in this current moment of national reckoning around race, she has been pretty outspoken around the need for criminal justice reform. And we have also, spoken during this time. And she is somebody who has said, you know, that the protest movement is absolutely necessary and a complement to the kind of policy that she has tried to bring about as a legislator.
Erin, one last question for you. I want to ask you about Senator Harris's identity. Of course, she's a woman. She's also Black and South Asian. How do you think these identities will play in voters' perception of her moving forward?
Well, I think that they're going to give her the ability to tap into a lot of different cultural institutions in this country. I mean, obviously, as a Black woman who is both a graduate of Howard University, a historically Black college, and a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, a historically Black sorority, the oldest Black sorority in the country. She's going to be able to tap into those networks. I've already seen a lot of excitement on social media from both of those institutions around the fact that one of their own is now on the ticket for the first time. I am also seeing a lot of excitement from the South Asian community. I think that that is also, you know, just kind of a completely new experience that she brings to our American politics and our American imagination around what a vice presidential candidate actually can look like. And so seeing how that's going to play out on the campaign trail, because that's something that we've never seen before, will certainly be entirely interesting.
That's Erin Haynes, editor-at-large at the 19th. She will be interviewing Senator Kamala Harris on Friday as part of the 19th's virtual summit. Erin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.